Okay, we continue with today's mitzvah, Taf Pei Beis, mitzvah 482, the second of two mitzvahs relating to the mitzvah of Ha'anaka. Yesterday we discussed the Lo Sa'aseh, not sending out your Eved Ivri without giving him what he needs, Shiyesi L'chavshi, and today is the mitzvah Sa'aseh of Ha'anaka's Eved Ivri, to read the Psukim again, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh. When an Eved Ivri goes free, as we know, this Parsha is read along, must be read in light of Parsha Mishpatim, which has the first time Eved Ivri comes up, but here you have the additional point of Ha'anaka, which is not mentioned in Mishpatim. Ki macha lecha achicha ha'ivri ha'ivri ha'avatcha sheishanim. In the seventh year, you have to send them free. And when they go free, lo teshachenu reikam, that was yesterday, don't send them out empty-handed. Ha'anek ta'anik lo. But you shall surely give him, give her, whatever is needed. According to what Hashem gave you the bracha, you have to give him. Says the Azayim LaTorah on the mitzvah that this is something that's good both for both parties, both for the Baal HaBayis, for the Adon, and for the Eved. For the Eved, for sure it's good. So when he leaves his master's house, he will have enough to at least start right, his new life, he'll be able to start with that. Ula Adon, and to the Adon, he knows that the guy's not going to run away early because then he's not going to get his severance package. He's not going to get what exactly is waiting for him if he would stay. And the Torah continues, it tells us that the reason, we'll get back to these Psukim Bez Hashem, but the reason, one of the reasons we have this mitzvah is, V'zachar t'kevad Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim, you should remember that you were Avadim. V'yiftecha Hashem Elokecha, and Hashem redeemed you. That's why you have to remember. Again, explains the Azayim LaTorah. How will this help us? It's an exact parallel. Tiskar Ace Asher Asa Hashem LaParo. Remember what he did to Paro. Shalo Ratzel L'Shloach Es Yisrael Me Avdo. Acharei Hazman Shekatzav Hashem Li Yisrael Li Yosavadim LaParo. In Mitzrayim 2, it was the end of the time, and Paro didn't want to let us out, even though the time was over. So too here. If you don't want to let your Eved out, and you want to let him out properly, right? Finally, Paro said, okay, go out, but you can't take anything. Right, can't take, leave your family, leave your this, you leave your that. It's exactly the point here. You have to send them out on time with Hanaka. Az tavin v'taskil shalecha lotzias avdecha ivri chafshi acharei hazman shekasavti lecha. And give them Hanaka, because that's exactly what I did for you in Mitzrayim. So this is the mitzvah as we know of. Okay, good. Let's continue. So the lumdis that I alluded to at the end of yesterday's shir is as follows. The Gemara tells us, in Maseches Kedushin on Daf Tesvav, that if the Eved dies before he gets to collect his Hanaka, the Maskan of the Gemara is that you give it to the Yarshim as well. This is what the Menachas Chedach notes, that if the Eved dies during the time before the 6 years are up, so then, Yipatav Hamanaka. That's an example like we mentioned yesterday. Only if the master sends out his Eved, if the Eved goes out from his point of view, from his, he motivated the going out, then there's no Hanaka. So that's, if he leaves early with Giron Kesef, he pays his way out, or if he dies, he also did not complete his servitude, and that's why there is no mitzvah then to have to give Hanaka to the Yarshim. But what if he completed his time, and then he died? Says the Menachas Chinuch in the end of Os Aleph, Ubiyatza dinischai v'anaka v'yachagach v'eso evit zarech litin liyarshim. That's what the Yarshim, that's of course has to go, because it's owed to him at that time. Kein maskanas hashas kantes vav ben Aleph alibet kul yama v'aram eino zarech lechtov ze ki hu pashut to chov yorish yorish chovos. Right, the Rambam doesn't even say this, says the Menachas Chinuch, because it's the pashut, it's the yorish, is the person was owed it, he died, so any chov that is owed to him when he dies is collected by the Yarshim. What is the problem is that the Sifri argues. The Sifri, right here on our pasuk, says, lo, anik tanik lo, v'lo li Yarshav. And it sounds like it's not talking about a case where he died in the middle. Because then that's a separate case. Lo v'lo li Yarshav sounds like a personal halach of giving to him, and he don't give to the Yarshim, even if he dies afterwards. That's why if you look at the Vilna Gaon on the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, he changes the Gersa to fit it into the Sifri, that you would not pay the Yarshim. He fits it in, but the Pashas of our Gersa doesn't say that. So if you look at the Malbim on the Sifri, in the Torah V'Hamitzvah, which is the Malbim's commentary on the Sifri, on Parshas Sefer Dvarim, so he quotes, "Mashakasav lo v'lo Yarshav Tamua Tov Gemara Kiddushin Makshel Ze Yarshav Amaylo." Why shouldn't the Yarshim get Sachir Kar Yerachmana? Right, he's called a worker, Mishnes Char Sachir, as we mentioned in the Psukim last time. Umasik lo v'lo l'bal chavo. So we end up saying, you're right, it's lo v'lo l'bal chavo, but you don't pay Shibud Rabbi Nasan, that you don't have to pay his Bal Chov if in certain circumstances, but you don't, you do, the Maskana Gemara is that you do have to give it to the Yarshim. So how could the Sifri say lo v'lo Yarshim? So the Malbim does not answer the Stira, he just explains the Machlokas. He says, the Havamina of the Gemara, which is what the Sifri holds the Maskana, assumes the Hanukkah is what? What type of payment? What's the category? Hanukkah is Midin Schar Sachir. The Torah demands that you pay him extra, but it's all out of Mishnah Schar Sachir. It's a payment for services. You just have to pay him extra. But the Sifri holds that it is midin tzedakah. It's midin tzedakah, and therefore, if it's midin schar sachir, that's our Gemara, and therefore, that is what that's what the Gemara holds the maskana, and you have to pay it to Yarshim, because it's a chov. It's a chov, like you owe him money. But if it's midin tzedakah, so it's a personal din of tzedakah, and it only would go to the Torah demands this tzedakah, but it only would go to the Eved, it would not go to the Yarshim. So that's how he explains the Machlokas, and he notes that the Mishnah Lamalach in Hilchas Avadim, also, it's a long Mishnah Lamalach there in Hilchas Avadim, and Perek Gimel, Alach Yud Beis, also says that it is a machlokas. Machlokas, we know the Mishnah Melech was written as a separate sefer, and then the Magi put the parts of Mishnah, different parts of the Mishnah Melech on the Rambam where it belongs. So some of them are shorter and some of them are longer. Either way, this is the machlokas. If you look at the Meshech Chachma, Kedarka Bakodesh tries to say it's not a machlokas. And they're talking about different parts of the mitzvah of Hanukkah. There's no mitzvah machlokas between the Gemara and the Sifri. What do you mean? If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes this halachic discussion in Os towards the end, and that is, there is a halacha alluded to in what the Torah says. What happens if you made a lot more money because this Eved was here? Nisbarech habayis bishvilo. You made a lot more money because he was here. Does that change in terms of the Hanukkah that is required? So the halacha is, the Gemara says, that even if lo nisbarech mishvilo, right, it's like next week's parsha, where Lavan talks about Yaakov Avinu, whether he got a lot for Yaakov or didn't get a lot, but the halacha is, even if the house was not nisbarech mishvilo, you still have to give him Hanukkah. Explains the Meshech Chachma, explaining the Gemara, but there's a difference. There's a difference between if the house was nisbarech mishvilo and it was not nisbarech mishvilo. If it was nisbarech mishvilo, so then that's a payment that you have to give b'toras what b'toras. He did a service for you. He existed in your house, so that brought in more profit. So that's a chov. That's a schar sachir. And that even goes to the Yarshim. But if it's lo nisbarech mishvilo, if the Eved didn't give any great extra profit to the owner, so then the owner doesn't owe him anything more than what he did, so therefore the requirement for Hanukkah would then be deemed as tzedaka, which could then be personal to the Eved Ivri and not transferred to the Yarshim. So the Meshech Chachma says that's exactly what is the difference between the Sifri and the Gemara. The Gemara, which says lo v'loli Yarsha, lo vili Yarsha, lo maskana, and the exclusion is only l'bal chovo to include Yarshim. That Gemara is talking about a case where nisbarech mishvilo. If it was nisbarech mishvilo, then the Eved is owed it. Demat b'mayit Yarshav hu mimayit im lo nisbarech habayis biglalo. De oz ein manikim li Yarshav rak lo latzvo de chasa rachmana al nafsho shel Eved. That's what the Sifri is talking about. The Torah is rachmanas on the Eved. Aval im nisbarech habayis bishvilo az shapir shaykh li Yarshav. Davi kamo schar pa'ula. And that's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. V'im Kain says the Meshech Chachma, Kol HaShachla V'Tarya B'Gemara Dilan, Koi Pa'ofan Shad Nisbarech HaBayis Biglalo. That's the whole discussion in our Gemara. Avalon Nisbarech HaBayis Biglalo, if he didn't, Shaper Havi Kamo Drosh Sifri, Lo V'Lil Yarsha, V'Hu In Yenachon B'Syata D'Shmaya. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's what I think is a correct shot. Just one Hosafa to the Meshech Chachma, says Rabbi Sement of the Mitzvah HaMelech, maybe it's Meduyik in the Psukim. In the Psukim, that the Torah uses, if you look, there are two reasons given. We read these psukim before, but there are two reasons given for the mitzvah of Hanukkah. First, it says, don't send him out empty-handed. Give him Hanukkah, because remember that you were Avadim Mitzrayim. And then it says, and then it goes through the whole history and story of the Eved Ivri again. If he says, I don't want to go free, take the Martseya and do Ritzia. And lo yikshe be'inecha, the Torah ends off. It shouldn't be difficult. When do you set him free? Because you're paying him. Mishnah, he worked double for you, as we said yesterday. Good, so it's two different reasons. Do you have to give it because schar sachir, or do you have to give it because it's, you have to remember that you were avadim? Explains the mitzvah of melech, maybe that's the two elements of the meshach chachma, the two elements of the machlokas. There's an issue of schar sachir, and there's an issue of tztaka. If the house was nisbarach bishvilcha, and the eved really God's you, so that's mishnah schar sachir, and that has to go even to the Yarshim, and there it doesn't say lo in that last paragraph. It's here, it has to go to the Yarshim. Earlier, where it says, V'zacharta k'yevet ha'yisa, right? Sorry, that's going on titein lo. That's going on where you did not receive extra profit. It wasn't nisparach ha'bayis bishvilo, and therefore it's just stuck up. And that would be, you have to give stuck up, you have to be nice to him, because v'zacharta k'yevet ha'yisa be'eretz b'tzrayim. Okay, so that's the two reasons given in the Gemara, in the Torah, might even parallel the two suggestions of the Meshech Chachma, how the Sifri and the Gemara are not arguing. Okay, let's get to some other issues as well. The Menachas Chinuch continues with some other details of the halacha, and that is, if Gamni Rapashit explains the Menachas Chinuch, the chiyuv is only chal at the time that it's time for the eved to leave. That's when the chiyuv is chal. And that's why, l'may nafkamina, if the Adon had sold properties during the 6 years, the Eved cannot go to those properties and collect for them. He's not a lokeach. It's not like I lent somebody money and in the interim, right beforehand, this money was Meshubad, and in the interim I sold other properties. That's where the Balchovas could go to the Lekuchos, because they have first dibs on this land, on this property, because it was Meshubad. Here, the Sheba does not exist. The Chalos Chiev only kicks in at the end, at the Shas Yitzia. Explains the Menachas Chinuch. Tahanaka Chiev Eino Chal Ela B'Shas Yitzia. The Uz HaTorah Chiev Avalo Kodim. That's where the Torah is B'chayev it. V'nafgemina. Right, the Adon is Mechayiv himself to be Mechayiv to pay the Ha'anaka at the end of the 6 years. But the Chiyuv doesn't kick in. It's similar to, right, it's like a Chiyuv Lachuv. It's like the Lashon of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim quoted in the Grach HaLashas, talking about the concept of a Ksuba, he calls it a Chov Lachuv. It's a Chov Lachuv in order to pay if something happens based on death or divorce. This is brought down in the Grach HaLashas in Os Kuf Chav Vav. Achrodim asked, Achrodim makshim, ishtiris b'chiyiv ksuba, demikam educhti muchach t'lonina ksuba ligvos mechayim, hainu rak t'lonina ligvos, aval achiyiv chal miyadim anisuin. Some say that the chiyiv is chal right at the time of the marriage, and the collection rights is only later, umikam educhti muchach, and from other cases, muchach t'gam achiyiv eino chal ela achre gershin. Some say maybe, some formulations is the chiyiv is only later. V'yomer Reb Chaim, so Reb Chaim says, it could be, the chiyiv ksuba hu begeder chov shel chov. It's a chov on a chov to be chayv be'emes nischayv miyad im hanisuin, aval eino chiyuv mamon el chiyuv shel chov v'chiyuv mamon mamish eino mechayv. It's somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. It's kind of like a chov betoch hazman. It exists, but it's not collectible. So you might say hanukkah is like that. You might say chov betoch hazman. Those are three examples where there is a chiyuv, but it's not collectible. Ksuba, Hanaka, and chiyuv betoch hazman. But that is the Menachas Chinuch's ha'ara, so that's why you can't try to collect the Hanaka earlier. Good, that is the Menachas Chinuch's ha'ara. Just one or two more lamaisa issues, and that is severance in our day and age. Is there a concept of severance on halachas? This is a huge discussion. The poskim talk about it, the contemporary poskim, because really this is not, the case in the Torah is not a basis for severance of every worker, right? We have an Eved Ivri specifically, and the Sefer HaChinuch does expand it to say b'zman as that one should, but does that create chiyuvim? So one has to look in all the different poskim. They quote in the name of Rav Moshe that maybe it's a month per year of employment. Again, but that's a big discussion of that. But it could be, just even though if there's no t'nai, if there's no agreement made between the parties, it could just be that they go by whatever the rules of the state are. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Choshe Mishpat in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Beis that in many of these areas, as long as something is not against halacha, and it just has to do with, you know, certain conventions of financial agreements between parties, you go by dina z'bachus adina. Interesting, Rav Moshe was asked regarding a socher, a renter who didn't want to leave. They don't want to leave, and the law is that you're not allowed to throw them out. Right? This is in 1957. He wrote this, Tshuva, and he starts off by saying he doesn't like to talk about Dina de Malchus or Dina in this country because the country is such a wonderful country. Medina Shel Chesed, as he says, again, the 1950s, you have to understand, post-Holocaust, what he was talking about, and beyond, says Ramosha, to be Medina Seinu Bepo, Asher Anachnu Mechuyavim Lahakir Lohem Tova, Ala Chesed Shosin Imanu, Vim Kalachinu Bnei Yisrael, the chesed that they do for us, they allow us to have Torah. Shebe medina azos v'anachnu mevarchim osam u'mespalalim l'Hashem yisparah b'chaleis v'shar l'shalom ha'medinu nisi'eha v'sareh kasher nistavinu. L'chein ein l'osoni l'chtov v'ladun b'zeh. I don't really like to go into this. But let me just say one point, and that is, anything tully on the minog, says Rav Moshe, you go by whatever the rules are of the country. If it's not against halacha, ein tzorach shi'asa ha'minog apichach mehatorah. V'gam af lo api yehudim dafka. Even if it wasn't Jewishly made, t'af shenhigu ze hanachrim k'on sheim rov toshvei ha'ir. If the non-Jews nami hu midin hatorah b'stama k'fi ha'minog da'adaita d'minog ha'ir nechshav k'hisnu b'stama. And so too regarding mechira, regarding many different issues that come up in finances, that you have to go by whatever the city and the country says. The same thing to do with many, say the same with severance. Whatever the laws are for severance regarding other areas, you know, you would say the same thing here. A related topic is, what about dismissing a worker, right? Evad Ivri at least has 6 years, and then you decide. Dismissing workers, can one dismiss a worker without cause, without violation? A separate, related topic. And is there any difference between someone who is involved in Limudei Kodesh, in Torah, in the Torah area? So again, it's a big discussion. One could look in the very, very, very important Lamaisa issues. One could look in the postgame. Just to end, maybe one or two other horrors, Alpi Machshava. That's getting back to the Evad Ivri. Mentioned yesterday, Evad Ivri is someone who, after 6 years, he's a full Jew. And Evad Ivri is chayv in all mitzvahs. Only a Shivcha Kananis and an Evad Kanani are chayv in mitzvahs like an Isha. They're paturis on the low sases. But Evad Ivri is chayv in all mitzvahs. And as we said yesterday, there are two types of Evad Ivris. An Evad Ivri machruhu atzmo. He was poor, so he had to sell himself. Or Machru Bezdin, and he stole, and Bezdin sold him into servitude. So the halacha is that if after 6 years he says, Ahafi Asadoni Azishiv Ezbanai, if I want to stay, so we do Ritzia to his ear, and he stays until Yova. Why do we do Ritzia in the ear? So Rashi there in Mishpatim quotes the Gemara, and the Gemara talks about two suggestions. This ear that heard only to me, they should be avadim, and not to a person, you know, be rotei his ear. We give him an onesh. Or the other day, this ear that heard that lo signov at Har Sinai, and he went and stole, so we pierce his ear. The question that's asked by the Achronim, the Maharal Diskin, in Parsha Mishpatim, we mentioned this a couple of years ago when we did Mishpatim, but it's been a while, so we can mention it again. And that is, if it's an onesh for becoming an eved, if it's an onesh for stealing, so why don't we do the ritzia right away? We only do the ritzia at the end, after the 6 years, we should do the ritzia right away. We shouldn't wait. Right? It's a punishment for stealing. So right before he becomes an Evad Ivri, says the Maharal Diskin, no. When he stole, the punishment was to become an Evad. That was the punishment. The problem is, at this point, we realize that he didn't view it as an onesh. Aval achar shekalu shnos hashibud, v'hu omer ahati asadoni, he's become comfortable in his state of onesh. Nichalo b'shibud gufo, b'mashenosin l'rabo, mizonos pad ishto banav, he gives away all of his responsibility, he's given everything, v'gali daite shaha onesh, shamachru bezdin lishtabit, ein ze onesh lo, elu merutza b'kach. That's why we have to give him another onesh in this case. This is the Maharal Diskin. Rav Schechter likes to quote this Maharal Diskin in the context of Eretz Yisrael and Golus. Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us into Golus. And then all of a sudden, we enjoy it in Golus, and we're comfortable in Golus, and we're not the Doresh Sion. And we say, you know, it's okay, Ahapti is Adoni, it's Ishva, I like this state. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rav Schechter explains, based on that Maharal Diskin, you know, it's a terrible thing. We have to have the attitude of, no, we hate it in Galus. We need the Beis HaMikdash. We need Eretz Yisrael. We need to get back to where we are supposed to be. And in just expanding it in one more way, if you look in one of Rabbi Sachs' farm in the Archos Yamim, his Sefer on Hilchos Kriyashma, he quotes, he summarizes this Maharal Diskin, Kishachalila boim al adam yisurin, Rachman al-Hassan, if anybody's going in through a difficult time, Sarachul is bonin, v'ladas, she yisurim elu meis Hashem ba'u, v'lo higiyo elav, ela kadei la hashivo, midarko hara, v'mein mis bonin, ela merutze u'b'matzavo, if they are merutze and they are comfortable, chas v'shalom, you know, it's, we should always have to recognize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he even quotes Rav Asher Weiss in his Akdama there of the Archos Yamim. He says maybe that's the whole idea of Nasa V'Nishma. What was the galus of Nasa V'Nishma? We'll do it, even though we don't understand it, even though we don't have knowledge of what it's going to be. That's Avdus. Avdus means I'm going to do it because I love my master, even if I don't understand what I'm getting myself into. And he says, and that's the problem for Ritzia, why we cut his ear 6 years later. Because originally he was poor or Beis Din sold him, so he didn't have a choice to become an Eved. He had to become an Eved, and even though he wouldn't like to, he had to. But now he's willingly becoming an Eved. So now Chazal tell him, and we tell him, no, willing Eved, that's only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beforehand, you were Ba'ones. A willing Eved, Nasev and Ishma, that's only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to anybody else. If you want to do it, you're going to get Ritzia, you're going to have your ear pierced. Okay, this takes care of Tav Pei Beis, Mitzvah 482, the Mitzvah of Ha'anaka, the two Mitzvahs of Ha'anaka. Next time we get into a couple of Mitzvahs related to Karbanas, as we get into the last 10 here in Parshas Re'eh.